4분의 지저밝혀 아름다운 연꽃들과 벗삼고 용모리 잡고 산타교 하늘 위로 날아봐 I'm so high 맨발의 청풍명 월월 벗어 던져 제껴 덮어선 선녀들아 신선들아 지화자 그림이 좋구나 헌데 어디서 아우슨 소리가 들려 라우르 육지 바다 위 나루터 타는 곳에 연기가 나는 범마이 동풍 꼬비 불린 망아지 버릇없이 뛰고 뛰는 다람쥐 몇 마리가 옮겨다니니 추잡스럽다 난리지 탁하다 혼탁해 안타깝 내 맘 복잡했어 까맣게 탄 백성들이 한두 동 강나겠네 무릎을 탁하니 지고 번뜩이 오차고나 청승 떠는 놈들이 눈에 밟혀 바둑판을 업고 껑충 백호등에 올라타 활짝 보채 펴게 호 호리병 애술 안 먹음 my hustle back 아무리 기호지세리 유분수 어서 내려와 주리틀 준비가 됐어 때거지로 와도 일 합이면 돼 뭉치들
If you got a problem with nine no heavy heavy 도 몰라 by no 천지분간 안 되는 nine no
Hey everyone, this is Noelle.
I'm Damon off the Foxy Brown.
And we're on episode 65 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. So how are you, Daisy?
Apparently it's our second anniversary.
Yes, it is our second anniversary. So happy
anniversary to us. Yay! So it's like the last frequency that we thought we would have. We're still doing it. That's only like barely. We're still trying. So we have and then some new music. And I don't know if we're going to do the TikTok if we're going to do it, but I wanted to put out the, I don't remember if I did previously, because I have to stop saying that I haven't gotten around to editing the previous episode, but what I wanted to start doing again, because so many groups have debuted just since we started this show.
Can you count? I mean, can you keep track?
I think it's upwards of 200. There have been upwards of 200 new artists, and obviously after a year, year and a half, 2 years, there are people now who at some point were not relevant, like just generic, you look like every other group, your songs kind of suck, or just are in that special space where they're completely forgettable as soon as you hear them. But now, whether they've made the connections with the right producers, everybody's gotten the right haircuts or weave or the right styling, choreography, whatever it is, everything is starting to, that started to come together. And this is the point when we as reviewers and the audience as a whole should start taking notice of them. And what I wanted to do was get people's input on this whole thing, because there are far too many groups for me to pay attention to, and I know there are people that are into the smaller groups, and every now and then, like, they come across our eyes. Sometimes we pay attention to the end trains, the speakers, and the Rani is out there. We don't always catch them. So if you think, and this is legitimately think now, this isn't no I love Oppa, he's perfect, there's none of that foolishness, like, if you legitimately think that,
did you really say that, you know, foolishness?
Okay, yeah, listen, I am an aging island person, I say things like that. Like, if this group or this individual solo artist is legitimately good, it makes legitimately good music, even, and I'm the kind of person who can admit that a song is good, even if it's not the kind of music that I listen to. Even if you think the musical style isn't our taste, still give us a heads up.
Yes, please.
We will take the time.
We would like to know.
To listen to some of their back catalog, like, get background information on the members, who is who, what's what, and we'll share that information with whoever our listeners are at this point, after months of not being consistent. And it's just an opportunity to get to hear us talk about the group that you like and try and share that information out there. So if you want, you can email us at thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. you can drop us a line about which group you want us to talk about. You can, like, your email can literally just be, hey, I want you guys to talk about D-Unit, and that can be it. Or
okay, D-Unit it is. Where did you get that from?
I'm just saying that because they're, like, on the list of songs we listen to.
Okay.
Or, like, you could give us an entire primer, like, a textbook on who each group member is, like, what their talents are, what their best... That's important information. What their best songs are, what we should listen to from what we should not listen to, that sort of thing.
We prefer it that way because we don't have to do research anymore. So please do something like that if you want to be nice to us.
Like, either which way. And that's just the sort of thing as an alternative to the... what we used to do with the artist spotlight.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that.
We did used to do things, right? We would talk about artists
that
had been around for a while but kind of dropped off, whether because people are in the army or they got married or the group kind of broke up or we don't know what happened to them. And then they all magically turned up to have singles afterwards as though we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, we were kind of like fortune tellers back then, right?
Yeah, but then we ran out of people. Like, I didn't even know who we could talk about anymore, so it kind of stopped.
They all came
happening.
Back.
It's like, yeah. Oh, I want to talk about these people, but they've been active for the last year, so we can't.
It's very difficult now coming up with people, like, you know, old groups who used to be on hiatus, because, you know, they do come back eventually. It so happens, maybe, like, a few weeks after and talk about them, you get news that they're going to come back. I'm like, wow.
I mean, Classic-wise
is psychic.
So.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Thought. We can call the segment New Goose on Parade or something like that. Like
New Goose on Parade.
So again, the email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. So shoot us a line about whichever group you're into. Like at this point, you can make up stuff. Don't. Please don't. But you can literally just put together some random English words and say, I want you guys to talk about these people. And I will literally read the email as, okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. Until I find out that it's not a real group. Because at this point, everyone exists.
Gosh, we can make our own group too, right? We can, like, find a group of trainees and just them to K-pop stars. I don't know.
We can just pretend like they're a group.
That's just an idea. We're just going to Photoshop people.
I mean, like, right? if we could write stuff in Korean, we could totally create the false reality that these trainees were going to debut as a group together if we knew trainees from different companies, which we don't.
That would be awesome, but maybe we don't.
That would be fun, but it would probably destroy their careers.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess there's been a lot of rookies out there. I mean, a lot of rookies came out since 2011. No, we didn't. Did we start 2011? Yeah, this is our second year. So from 2011, that's when the influx of the girl groups happened.
Probably up to like 400. Shoot. I don't even want to know at this point how many groups have debuted. But I think the number is, if it's not over 400, it's pretty close to 400.
Yeah, 2011, I was still able to keep track. Not everything, but I was still able to keep track. And then came 2012. Sorry. I mean, I was sort of able to keep track. You know, a few groups that caught my eye, yeah. Like Spica, right? So
yeah.
Spica came out that year. So, you know, I got into them. I liked them. And then who else? No one else. Anyone else? Did I miss 2012?
Busker came out last year.
Yeah, Busker, of course. Who would miss Busker? They were huge.
Me.
And who else? Yeah, you.
They don't make my kind of music. So it's like kind of, it was like Cherry Blossom, what the hell was the
ending.
Last word? Thank you. Cherry Blossom Ending was one of those things. I don't even know what I was watching. I was watching something and they started playing. No, I'm serious. This is how I found out about the song and who the group was, because I literally don't watch variety shows or reality competitions or anything like that. So I'm watching some music show, and, like, they start playing the intro to Cherry Blossom Ending, and I, like, sat there and watched the whole thing. It's like, okay, I don't really like this kind of music, but it's neat that the indie sound is actually appearing on this kind of show, because in general, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yep.
So that was cool. I appreciate
it. So that's Busker, and then that's it. It's either Busker, or Spica for us, and... No one else. I mean, I know that D-Unit came out last year. Was it 2011? I don't even remember.
I think BAP came out last year and all. Like,
really? Was it last year? I think
feel
so,
like
Warrior?
It was last year.
See?
They did one of those things where I think they debuted at the beginning of the year. But the problem with them is that they never took a break. Like, they totally tiara'd those guys.
Mm.
So they feel like they've been around forever, but it hasn't been that long.
That's how I feel about them. So BAP, B2B, and all those other groups that I don't care about. I mean, you can't blame me if I don't care about them. I only have so little time for myself right now. I mean, can you imagine?
It's like I only have so much care and I'm using all of it.
Yeah, for other things. But that's how it is. I mean, because there's a lot of debuts that happen. And even now, we still get new girl groups. For goodness sake, stop with the groups, please.
I get it. Like, there's a huge, huge trainee pool to pick from. And, like, if you want to make money, they have to debut. Because the longer they're trainees, the more money you spend on them, the less the likelihood is of them ever debuting under your company. It's really a lose-lose situation. Like, ideally, you get kids off of reality competitions.
Mm-hmm.
They get popular through the show, so pretty much they have to debut almost immediately so you could capitalize on that popularity. Happened here in Ladies Code, yep. Where two of the members, one is from Birth of a Great Star, and the other one is from The Voice Korea.
The Voice.
You have Lehi, who's from...
YG, K-pop star?
Thank you. K-pop star. Mm-hmm. And the girl who, Kim Ji Min, I think is the girl who won, who's in 15, and she debuted earlier this year also.
Yeah.
Or JYP. Just because you have to. If you don't, like, you've lost the whole point of them being on the show. So you may end up in a situation with Lehi where they figured out that, okay, let's just have her sing, like, jazzy-inspired songs and let's pretend, like, we're all about all types of black music. And
we're all about Duffy and all.
and people will eat that right up. And I will admit that her voice sounds pretty good singing that sort of thing, so that works for her. With 15 and, I'm not exactly sure they figured out what to do. It's more or less like, well, she's a kid. Let's slap some cutesy stuff together and have her sing it. With another 15-year-old that we found, and then let's send them to high school, so this whole thing disappears for a while.
I have no opinion about 15 and, just because I never listened to their song. So
I'm just talking. I don't really have an opinion on them as a group. But to get to the whole crux of why we're even talking about this kind of thing going on, the big news in the last couple of weeks was that...
News number one. Go ahead.
Sue Pearls, you know, that group that we cared about when K-Pop Star was going on, because they put four girls together and it worked, and then Kim Ji Min signed with JYP and everyone else signed with YG, so that didn't really work out. But the original plan was to put Lehi in this group to round it out with four members, and then
what happened? I guess Lehi turned out to be more popular than any of them. She debuted as a solo artist. Was that supposed to be an experiment, or an experiment that's gone wrong that became right?
What the impetus behind the solo debut was, because it seemed as though there was tension of sorts behind the scenes. So maybe with that going on, they decided, okay, since this girl is really the most important member of everyone we signed, she plays second, let's go ahead and work on some stuff just for her to have her release and start to feel comfortable as a singer. And of course, she had 1, 2, 3, 4, and the performances didn't come out right at first because, you know, nerves and all that. And then she started to gain popularity, and then it got to the point where, okay, it's not going to be feasible to put her in Sue Pearls, especially with everything that's going on in the background. There were rumors that Lea Michele was becoming notoriously difficult to work with, that she was walking out of practices, and then it generally became that she wanted nothing to do with whatever it is they were trying to make her do. We are probably literally never going to know what the concept for Sue Pearls was going to end up being, whether they wanted her to be the urban member of the group, what they wanted her to do. And of course, there's a whole background layer of conversation when it comes to race and who gets to be Korean and all of this that's probably just waiting there simmering. And I think at one point I had a Twitter rant on the whole thing, and some other people contributed as well. It was all really fun. You should probably follow me on Twitter. But basically, in the past couple of weeks, the whole group, all three of them, were released from their contracts with YG Entertainment. It said that they reached a mutual agreement. This was what was best for the girls and their careers. And they move on to, I don't even know what. Are they going to sign with another company?
Have they Have they done anything like that yet? I haven't heard anything.
No, I think nothing has been said in terms of their future at this point. I think at one point I said that what's really sad about the whole situation is that the other two girls will probably get signed without Lea Michele, but Lea Michele probably, her only opportunity to get signed would have been with them. So, and she's already in her 20s, whereas these other girls are all teenagers.
It's too late.
So this was probably
an idol.
Her one shot, and it probably came down to, do I want to, and this is just me speculating, do I want to compromise my integrity, how I think of myself as a person, or do I really, really, really have to be a singer? And to her, her identity as a person may have been more important. I don't know. Maybe she really is notoriously difficult to work with. Or maybe all these rumors that came up after the fact are just deflections. The sad part is you're not ever really going to know. And I really, really wish there was a person who was enough of a jerk and who didn't care about completely being ostracized in the entertainment industry that would just sit down, write a tell-all book, name names, whole nine yards. But I feel
keep on wishing. That's not going
to
happen.
I feel like that is still like 10 to 15 years away at this point.
Not in our generation, you know. It's not going to happen anytime soon. No.
As soon as I stop caring about K-pop, that's when people are going to start doing it.
Hey, then you're going to buy the book translated in English. So this is what happened. Uh-huh. But it is a sad thing because they could have debuted straight after K-pop started, and YG took them all and then decided to hold on to them and just basically held on to them and threw their careers away. No chance of a debut there, especially for Lea Michele, because first, she's too old to debut. I mean, it's not really normal for girls in their 20s to debut as part of a group, because you know that they start young, right?
Yep.
And also because, let's just admit this right now, it's because of her race. She's of mixed ethnicity. And you know how it is in Korea, right? It's hard enough for someone who is a what do you call this? They have a term. I cannot even remember. But someone who is of Korean descent but is living overseas, like Korean Americans, gosh, it's hard enough for them to find acceptance in Korea. They're not even considered like real Koreans because they didn't grow up there and they really cannot speak the language that well. So imagine how hard it is for someone who is of mixed descent, and you know how it is with Korea, right?
I feel like it's so much worse in this situation, primarily because, okay, we're not talking about a person who is half
white
and half anything, and grew up outside of the country. Like, this isn't like, okay, you're displaced and you're put in this situation, and yeah, you get that part of your ethnicity is from this country, but you don't really have a connection to it. Like, your connection is to Canada or the United States or whatever. And then it's like, how do you resolve the part of you that is connected to one ethnicity and the other part that's connected to another ethnicity? And, like, how much is your other half seen as a... So what I'm looking for, but...
Kind of like Tasha, Yoon Murray.
Yeah, she grew up outside of Korea, and, like, that adds a whole other dimension of difficulty, but... We have someone who, like I was saying, who grew up in Korea, who's, aside from the color of her skin, her only ethnicity is Korean, basically. She's raised by a Korean mother in Korea with no mention basically made of her African-American father. So you have a person who, I'm sure at this point she's in her 20s, she understands that people don't perceive her as Korean because of the color of her skin, because, I mean, look at... When she first showed up on K-pop Star, like, they're not expecting her to speak Korean. Like, they're expecting, okay, we gotta call over the translator, or we gotta let JYP talk to her, or whatever. Or BoA, I guess, because BoA should still be able to speak English. And here comes this girl who speaks perfect Korean, because why not? She grew up in Korea. She is Korean.
Yep.
As far as any of us are gonna be concerned. Sure, she's black because of the color of her skin, but she doesn't have a connection to... Black history, basically, because you grew up
in this country
in
Korea,
away from black people. You don't know what that side of you is all about. And then I guess another thing you got to look at too is, for a lot of people, self-awareness comes when you're in your 20s. So it could very much easily be like, with all these difficulties on top of you, like, this is just not where you want to be in your life, and this is what it takes to realize that. And again, it's all speculation. I don't know what's actually going on in a young lady's life. I wish her the best. She has a good voice. I wish that she could be using it for singing. I'm sure that she wishes that as well. Yep.
I wish someone picks her up and takes her in.
Or she starts trying to make it on YouTube. Made whichever.
Yeah. Don't know. But I wish her luck too. I feel bad for these three girls because they've worked hard. I'm pretty sure they've worked hard. I know they have dreams too, but you know the argument there? This is the way to become a pop star now. Just enter these competitions. You don't really have to train that much as compared to these trainees who train for years and years and years and end up probably not debuting.
I mean, the thing we got to keep in mind too is YG's girl group that was supposed to debut last year may not even debut this year.
Yeah.
So, and there's this, again, YG Entertainment will spout all that foolishness about how they were just waiting on the group to be perfect, on the songs to be perfect. Then the group will debut and everything is a hot mess. And you just get frustrated with this company because it's been literally years of mismanagement. And I honestly do not understand how they have any top acts at this point. Cause
yeah. There's 2PM and there's Miss A. Right?
Wait, I was still talking about YG. I don't even know.
Oh, I thought you said JYP.
I don't even know how you got a JYP, but
YG has Big Bang and 21. Yeah. Now 21 is being mismanaged as well. So they just have Big Bang.
It's just like this crazy, hey, you know what we're going to do is we're going to give our artists freedom of expression, because you know that's the thing that we do that other companies don't do. And the other thing we do is we kind of overlook a person's physical appearance, so we say, right? But 90% of the people that are in our company either are attractive or end up looking attractive by the time that they're on stage.
Like, oh really? Like who?
They end up looking attractive, okay? By the time that they're on stage. Don't even play with me. Just because when they came into company as trainees, like, they didn't blow you away. Like, you cannot tell me.
I need to take this call. Hold on a sec. Talk. Hello? What were you saying?
Anyway, like I was saying, like, you can't tell me the pre-debut top was that attractive. Like, he was just
regular. You know what? I didn't really care. Because for me, there was something about Top that made me like him the moment I saw him. Hey,
you're
it's
lying.
True.
Stop lying.
I'm not. Anyway. I'm not, okay?
Anyway.
There's just something.
The point is that all of these kids, whether you think they're attractive or not, all of these kids are magnified under the intensity of idoldom. They all get the clothes that bring out how they look, the makeup that brings it out, in some cases, the surgery that brings it out. So don't give me that crap about, like, YG picks ugly people. They don't. It so happens that some of the talented people that they pick are less conventionally attractive, but they don't do anything that's different. And as soon as people realize that and stop buying into the lie, like, we might literally see their stock crumble once people figure out that they aren't any different from anyone else. But like, maybe the Sue Pearls thing will turn out to be a huge mistake. Maybe it will turn out to be the best choice they ever made. Who knows?
Yeah, we wouldn't know. I mean, not anytime soon. Maybe the three girls who were released from their contracts would end up signing with maybe SM or some other company that makes it big. You don't know, because you can't really tell what the future brings, right? Especially with the changing tides of K-pop.
Yep. So just to add another layer of insidious creepiness in this whole Go Young Wook epic scandal thing, some of his witnesses have apparently, the word they used was disappearing. I'm sure they just mean they're not showing up to testify.
They've been paid off?
Paid off or threatened off, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, like, this is common when it comes to powerful people or people with a lot of money finding themselves in situations where they've legitimately committed one or several crimes. He was at the point where he was talking about how like, his relationship with a 13-year-old was entirely inappropriate because it was consensual.
He said it himself, right?
And we cared
like
about
each
other.
He admitted it himself. God.
And everyone is like, look, dude, we don't care if the 13-year-old is in love with you. She's 13 years old and you are a grown man. This is not okay. Like, legally, not okay.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
There's several other instances of this going on. There's a bunch of other charges against him. And then we're already in a situation where we're hyper aware of trainees being abused and the people in positions of power mishandling their authority when it comes to trainees, male and female. We talked about this in the big scandals of 2012. Go Young-wook, of course, was a part of it because he reached in on the tail end. I don't remember the name of the company anymore, but we talked about that guy that...
Open World Entertainment.
Thank you. That took it to just this higher, other level of perversion where that man should be buried beneath the jail.
Let's make a spectacle out of him. Like, you know, make monkeys rape him or something.
Hey, 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 hey. Let's not abuse monkeys in this.
I feel so bad for the monkeys. Or maybe let ants rape his ear or something.
I don't know.
Disgusting. But yeah. Oh. But yeah, it's really a mess right now. And, you know, when we started this podcast, our first free talk was about the dark side of K-pop. And it was about Jang Jae-yeon, right?
Yep.
2 years later, still the same thing. It's going on. It's still happening. Like, it never really changed. It's just that right now we are more aware of the things around us. And is that supposed to be good or bad?
I feel like if you kept a list of all these sort of things of... I cannot remember the name of the actress that talked about it. But she basically outlined, like, look, sexual assault... and harassment is something that we legitimately deal with as an everyday part of our careers. And if you were to detail each instance where either sexual abuse or assault was reported in the media or a celebrity went on a TV show years and years and years after the fact and talked about a situation like that, if you sat down, you detailed the whole thing, I think that ultimately you would probably put away K-pop and Hallyu in general because... sure, these people are leading pretty good, the people who are on the top. As far as we can tell, looking on the outside, they're leading pretty good lives. They're making a lot of money. They're living in big houses, taking care of their families, driving fancy cars. But when you look at what the people on the bottom have to go through, not even to get to their position, but to get to an average position, like by consuming the media, you're hurting far more people than you're helping. You're helping to create this... incredibly perverse system of supply and demand that allows for so many people to be hurt just through ineffectual lawmaking, through corruption in terms of policing and prosecuting, through the fact that someone who comes from a powerful family can buy off whatever police officer, whatever administrator or lawyer, and your case disappears. And now because you're a regular person or because you're a person from the lower strata, you don't have any recourse within the law, and that's unfortunate. And
I tell you, I mean, corruption, I've noticed it in a lot of Asian countries, and that's a sad reality. I am in an Asian country right now, and, you know, you see a lot of corruption. And if you're in the lower strata, you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah,
that's the really, really sad part.
It's unfortunate, but you just end up like, okay, I'm in a position where the world shits on me. Like, I don't like it. I really wish I could do a whole lot about it, but unfortunately, because, look, we gotta get the K-pop to the preteens, very young children are gonna get these negative things happening to them, and in a lot of cases, it's gonna happen to a lot of adults, too, and sadly, people only care when it's children that it's happening to. Like, we have to make this huge effort to protect the young trainees, because kids see that you could be a celebrity as a kid, and they see everything that can come with that. And that's what they want for themselves. And at this point, like, parents aren't going to say, no, Junior, you can't be a singer. You have to be, you have to study hard, and you have to be a doctor or a lawyer or a politician or whatever, or a scientist. Whereas now they're looking at it and it's like, okay, Junior, you'd only have to sit in a company for 3 years where you bust your ass and they treat you like you're the help. And at the end of that 3 years, you could really be somebody. Because look at these other kids. Like, you can barely sing, but they can't sing at all. And, like, you just end up in this position where you're pushing not only kids, but adults also towards these predators. And you're not giving them any support system. And it's good to see that the government has said that they're making an effort towards...
Yep.
Building.
At least they are making some sort of an effort. And, you know, I wonder how many fly-by-night or shady companies there are out there in Korea right now.
Probably
like, trainee
hundreds.
Companies. Like, you know, just making to make a quick buck out of these poor trainees. I betcha, you know, they set up shop, and pretend they're, like, a legit company and get money from their trainees, just to say, to cover initial costs or something like that. And didn't that happen?
Yeah.
Didn't something like that happen recently? Like, let's go to one of the news bits that we have here. I'm pretty sure that we have it here. Block B, something like that happened?
Well, obviously Stardom isn't a fly-by-night company, but they've been operating as though they were. The situation has been developing for the past month and a half. Obviously, we know all six mm-hmm. members of Block B. They got together and they signed a petition to sue their company mm-hmm. to release them from their label. And like, at this point, they don't even care if they get the name Block B, but they would obviously prefer if they get it. And all sorts of things have been going on. There's been barbs thrown at each other. There's I still don't know if it's one manager or two managers, but there's people that actually ran off with the money that they're suing. And then there's also the company that they're suing, because the company has done some shady things as well, including mm-hmm. Not paying them. They
yep.
apparently claimed expenses for other artists under the company as a part of the expense report for Block B. So it seems as though they've been paying for some of those things out of the money that should have been mm-hmm. Block B's profit. And when Block B talked about how, like, we didn't get paid for a year and a half, they're like, well, you didn't make any money in that time, so of course you didn't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Zico has been producing for people. He's been writing for people. He's been appearing on other tracks. Like, he, if nobody else has money, he should have money.
Of course. He produces. I mean, that's the way to make money in K-pop, and anywhere, actually, in the music industry. You got to be a producer.
And then the parents got...
have some money.
The parents got swindled out of money, which they went to Joe PD, Joe Jong-hoon, mm-hmm. and they said, look, this happened. You used our money, and now we need it back. And they've never gotten repaid for what's going mm-hmm. on. And Stardom... set up a website, stardom-ent.com, where they talk about the accusations against them and they answer the questions.
Really?
And the parents of Block B, their lawyers came back with, like, I don't know what lawyer you let set up that website, but you should get all
That's
your
so
money
stupid.
Back. Because none of the evidence that you put up is legitimate evidence. Like, this is just an attempt to muddy the waters and to get people not to pay attention to what the real story is. Because at the end of the day, unfortunately, 90% of the time, we will side with the company over the artist. It's a weird thing. But uh-huh. whenever artists mention money, obviously in Block B's situation where they weren't getting any money, we're likely uh-huh. to give them a little more leeway. But when JYJ was suing SM over money, everyone was like, but you guys live in ultra-exclusive apartment complexes and you drive... $100,000
cars, yeah,
sports cars. Like, what are you talking about money? And in that case, because we know, okay, the company has 900 trainees, they're gonna debut a bunch of groups that we're gonna like in the future. Like, we don't mm-hmm. care if you guys disappear. And unfortunately, Block B isn't in that position. Like, this could literally
nope.
destroy their whole career.
True.
It's been basically a year and a half, almost 2 years, and you guys already are fighting to get away from your company. And we've had people, of course, that have left, joined a new label, release albums. Yoonha released one album of the year last year after parting ways with her company.
And it's a very good album. And, you know, if people produce that kind of music after they leave their company, then fine, everyone leave.
Yeah, like, if you have problems with your company, get the hell away. If it's going to give you musical freedom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is already a group where... like, musical freedom was kind of one of the tenets of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to force you kids to learn how to write and compose music, and you're going to make your own stuff. So I think, legitimately, they get the right production team behind them. under a company that's going to pay them properly, create a better working environment, I think they're going to flourish. They may not ever, ever be a top-tier boy band, but I think they're going to make some incredible music going forward if they don't necessarily have to stick together, but if they mm-hmm. continue to make music, they have a lot of potential.
They do. They do, especially Zico. And I feel bad for these boys because of all this trauma. And, you know, initially we were talking about Show PD earlier, D, and I asked you, why hasn't he been named before? Because I thought Brand New Stardom became Stardom. It split and, you know, he was nowhere to be found in all this mess. But now he's been named, which surprises me. Why did it take them a while to name him?
I think they were probably only sticking to the guy that swindled the money from them. Like, mm-hmm. that's all we were going to talk about. And then Stardom came up with this website and they were like, oh, if y'all are going to say this, then we're going to just let everything out. So, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I'm sure they're saving some stuff for trial and there's things we aren't going to see until they get made public record. But this is going to get super ugly if it doesn't get settled out of court.
Mm, so true. And what will happen to Evil then?
Evil, I think, is actually supposed to have a comeback sometime within the next month, because obviously they need someone to be promoting so they can make money. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. So yeah, I hope things turn out well for Block B. And of course, whenever a group sues their company, it's never ever pretty. It's always ugly. And, you know, I think that Block B will have a better future because, for one, Stardom isn't a big company. They cannot cock-block Block B. They can't do that. Not like what SM did with JYJ. No, that's not going to happen. If something's going to happen, everything is going to turn out well for Block B, hopefully. This is going to turn out to work in their favor, not the other way around. Okay? And, what else do we have here? Anything like that?
No.
Nothing. I haven't seen anything. But there is something here. I think it was a Netizen Buzz. One, a CEO of an agency got beaten up by... Oh gosh, I'm not even going to talk about it now because I can't find it. But yeah, you got to be careful of these fly-by-night companies, okay? So if you're very young, impressionable, and you want to be an idol, make sure that you go through someone reputable, okay? Just don't trust anyone who comes to you and says, hey, look, I'm going to make you a star. Hey, look, I'm going to make you and train you and debut you into an idol. No, doesn't work that way. Do your research, okay?
Unfortunately, like, not everybody. And we've seen a lot of fantastic singers end up in what we would term a fly-by-night company, because who is DR Music, really? And they have one of the most legitimately put-together girl groups there is. It's just that they horribly mishandled the whole promotion angle of it. But they put together really good songs. Like, even when you have... Well, I guess we'll talk about that when we get to Rania, but... There are these people that have great voices that end up in these companies just because they things didn't work out with the bigger companies and they just needed to sign with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's even harder to do research because everybody says, like, look, I used to work as a vocal coach for XYZ company for 10 years. And, you know, these are the artists that I produce and they can all vouch for me. And you call one of them up and they're like, mm-hmm. yeah, sure, I remember so-and-so. We worked together for mm-hmm. however long. And they're verified, but it's just that their practices are just awful.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of companies out there that are like that. I mean, even DR Music had it bad because I don't know what's going on there. The CEO looks really shady. Maybe it's just his looks, but I don't trust him. I wouldn't trust him. And who else? Have you seen the BBC special on Nine Muses? Even
no, I didn't see that.
Just for a bit. I've seen parts of it while I was eating lunch, I think 2 weeks ago. And I wouldn't trust the people in their company, too.
You will find that there are a disturbing amount of companies, from the big three all the way down. There's a disturbing amount of people that you would... Like, if you knew them, you spent time around them, you would not leave your children with them.
Mm-hmm.
Not even for an extended period of time, for like any period of time. But unfortunately, I think everyone gets caught up in the whole allure of stardom that they don't necessarily vet people in the way they should.
True.
So yeah, that's how it is now, huh?
Yep. But the very last piece of news is that Psy released his remix style EP on iTunes, and if that's what you're into, you can buy it, I guess. I tried listening to the remix of Gangnam Style, and boy,
I couldn't. I'm sorry.
2 Chainz just, I understand that he's on every song, and he's one of, I don't know, the more popular feature guys out there, but
I don't get it. Why is he so popular? I don't
even oh by his standards, this verse is terrible. And even yep. make it to Tygo or Tigo, whatever his name is, to know what his verse sounded like. But it just was so awful, and I don't like the beat by Diplo, and whatever. It's all, the whole song was awful, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I can't imagine making it halfway through a 2 Chainz verse and thinking, okay, but this Tyga verse is going to save it. No.
Yeah. I usually like the Diplo stuff, but this is just, I'm sorry, horrible. I couldn't stand it. I mean, I only lasted for about 30 seconds, and then I said, okay, not listening to this anymore, because I just, well, okay, if this is your thing, maybe you'd like it, but this is not my kind of thing. I'm not going to judge this song just because, hey, you know, it just doesn't suit my musical preference, but you may like it, but if you ask me, no thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wait. Oh, yes. Before we move on to the debuts and the music, Seven is going to the army
right.
soon.
We forgot to talk about that. He's having his farewell concert. Well, at the time you hear this, obviously the farewell concert would already be over.
and he's in the army.
March 9th, and then he's going to enlist in the army. And Seven was one of the, not even one of those, Seven was the first Korean artist that I think I ever heard. Even though I heard Hikari, which was his Japanese song. And for a time, there was a bit of a love affair with Seven when he was in his retro Usher days. And then he went to the U.S. and I didn't care about him. Then he came back and I cared for a second. But then I was like, his music is like nothing I like. So I didn't care about him anymore. And it's unfortunate and sad. But there are a lot of people who spent a lot of time with Seven. God knows if I know how long it's been since he debuted. And they love him and they grew up with his music. Or got old, or got married with his music, or had kids with his music. I don't know what goes on in people's lives.
Yeah, that's why we had to mention this, because I do know that we have some sort of love, even a teeny weeny bit of love left for Seven right now. I know you do. Yeah, just a teeny weeny bit of love for Seven. I love Seven. I actually love him much more than Rain.
Yeah, you like him because he's cute.
Yeah, of course. Why am I going to deny that? Because he is cute, okay? And I watched, this is something that I would never admit to before, but now I'm admitting it. I sat through the horrible episodes of Gong S, Prince Hours, just for him.
Okay.
So embarrassing when I have to admit that.
You have the endurance that I don't have.
Gosh, it was just horrible, but it was Seven, so okay, I'm just gonna watch it. Okay, even if the story is so painful, and the acting is, blah. It's him, so, you know, I watched it. That's how I am. Yeah. So that's Seven for you. He's going to the army, so we wish Seven well. And I'm pretty sure that when he comes out of the army, he's going to get married or something, maybe.
Probably, because he's been with that girlfriend forever.
Yeah, and then they hit it. You know, and then everyone found out, and blah, blah, blah. And then we realized that they've been dating all this time. Like, hell, what?
It's like, I don't even think it's like, and then everyone found out. And then it's like, the two people left on Earth who didn't know, which would be me and you, we found out. It's like, okay, at this point, y'all are practically common law married. Or y'all would have been if he wasn't living in the States for those 4 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who would be upset, like, you don't even have opportunity to get upset. Like, they've been together since high school, dude.
Yeah.
What can you do?
So, yeah. And of course, I hope that he's still a singer when he comes out, because maybe what YG's going to do is make him a producer or hide him. I don't know. Like, do what they did with Danny and make him work with the new trainees and stuff and hire people. I don't know what Danny did. And then we find out that Danny's married and has kids. Or a kid now.
A child. Yeah. A small child.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I'm happy for Danny.
You add an extra children to this man's life.
I'm happy for Danny. It was a surprise, but I was sort of expecting it. I was even joking when I think I told you about this. I bet you Danny's married or something. I have no idea. Then, boom. That's it. News comes out. Danny from L.A. You know,
married
Danny
is long-time girlfriend.
Yeah, long-time girlfriend with a child, baby. So, you know, Danny, if you ever come across this episode, thank you for proving that I am sort of like a psychic. And of course, I still love you, but I like Teddy better. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I'm sure people tell him that all the time. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's going to be comebacks,
debuts,
and new releases. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there is one debut. Comebacks, debuts, yeah. And new releases. All right.
Yep.
Quick break.
Yep.
Listen.
We have, I don't even know how many it is. It looks like 12, I'm not sure.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13. 13.
Alright, 13, because I added one at the last second. So, first of all, we have Zion T, his debut song?
I love it! Yes, Zion T, this is his debut song, because he's always featured in some other artist songs.
This is two melodies, and yeah. It features Crush. I don't have that written down there.
And who is Crush?
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah,
I'm just gonna get the video because I know I can stream and talk to you at the same time. But I like this song simply because it's so sexy and it sounds like you know, those Quiet Storm kind of songs in American music.
Yes.
That's how it does sound like to me, and I love it. And I wish that they make American Top 40 pop songs like this, because I miss it. Do you know anyone who makes music like this now?
Oh, I guess Miguel is the closest. I don't know if there's anyone in the mainstream that does it. This, again, R&B is not my genre, but I do know that it's...
It is my genre. I love it.
It's a disappearing art, so there's not a lot of people. It's moving kind of into this weird urban contemporary new R&B thing.
And it becomes electro shit by the end of, you know,
right. Things are becoming a lot more
like
electronic.
It.
But I really love
his
style of singing. Like, I think that's what elevates the sound of the music. Because, I don't know how exactly I want to phrase this, but the beat sounds like, if you put it in anybody else's hands, it would be dull. Whereas, because Zion T has that incredible color, I guess, to his voice, it takes something that...
I gotta ask you, because he has this color to his voice, right? You know how... What's that song, Don't Wanna Cry No More? You know that song, Taeyang Butchered, in one of the gayos? Is it a gayo?
It's
when he was playing the piano, right? Can you imagine Taeyang singing the song?
No.
He would attempt to write?
It's possible, because they do like to pretend that they listen to some slightly off-the-radar stuff. And maybe they actually do, but Taeyang, I don't really think there's many people in K-pop who could pull off his songs.
Mm-hmm. True. I love it. I love how he sounds like the Zion T. I've never really appreciated how well he sings. I know he sounds really good. I know he has a real nice color and timbre to his voice, but this is the first time that I really like something that has him in it, and it's his song. So it's just good. I'm happy about it.
Okay, so song number two is, I don't know, I guess I wasn't paying attention
to Rania
having a comeback. Until last night, when people were like, okay, let me go look at this Rania video. And I was like, what Rania video?
Okay, it's... Yeah, you know, the only special thing that I've seen in the video are their outfits.
I mean, I love them because they debuted with this just blatant, in-your-face sexuality. The song is really blatantly sexual, but in terms of clothing, I think they were more covered up in Dr. Feelgood, and now they're doing this weird thing where the clothes are, like, cut out
lace?
And sheer. So, like, it's barely covering stuff, which is fantastic, because they're pushing every line, and I love it. Unless, of course, like, the girls are not actually comfortable with what they're doing, in which case, I'm sorry that I love it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to make people uncomfortable, and then they're not going to pay attention to how good the girls sing, because they feel weird about their sexuality, like, being a thing. It's like, I feel weird that I'm attracted to sexy people. I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to talk about my sexuality in general. So, this is something that shouldn't happen. But, like, something should be done about D. Like, she should be stopped because that's not fair.
D is the blonde girl, right?
No. The blonde girl is Juyi.
The short hair. Yeah.
D
has short hair, right?
Yeah, she's the one that they always style, like, masculinely.
Mm-hmm.
They need
she
to,
has the suit on. Okay.
They need to put a stop to her, because I don't like how awesome she always looks.
Yeah,
and like,
well,
she has this,
let her look like that
attitude, charisma thing. That's just, I don't even know if she can sing. I don't know if she sings in this song. I don't even remember how it sounded.
Isn't she the rapper or something?
She is the rapper, but you know who else is the rapper? Juyi. So nothing about this group makes sense.
Juyi?
Yes.
Oh my god, Juyi's the singer, right?
She is. She's the singer in this group, but she's also the rapper. In Pop Pop Pop, I think it was Pop Pop Pop. She had a rap verse, which is ridiculous, right? Why would you give the child that should be taking the child that should be Hyorin in this group, while she sings everything and everybody else just, like, does harmonies or whatever, you take that kid and you give them rap lines. Like, that has literally been DR Music's philosophy with this whole thing. Like, they make good songs. If they did not make good songs, I would be far more upset about this. But basically, the fact that Juyi is a very good singer is like an Easter egg. You would only know if you are a big fan of the group or you stumbled on videos of them singing.
Yep. But you know what? The song isn't anything special. It's bugging me. They deserve better. Swear to God.
I think I like the song. It's in the vein of, it's more like Style than it is like Dr. Feelgood. Which, yeah, I think is more of a muted, YG-ish, more palatable version, yeah, of their music.
It is relatable, but I don't know. I like the
lyrics of the song, though, because the song totally makes, as the song started, I was like, is this song about a one-night stand? Is that what's going on?
Okay.
Like, are they telling you, okay,
I wouldn't understand.
Are they telling you, like, okay,
subtitles, lyrics?
Oh, English. Yeah, when you watch the link that I had, I think it's a low-end link.
Oh, there, so, it says your turn on captions. Okay. Duh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, all low-end songs are translated, in case you didn't know, audience playing along at home. It's like, are you kicking the dude out the bed? It's like, get out of my house, I'm done with you. Like, but I think it's more of a regular-ish, all right, we had a relationship, and now I'm finished, and you need to be finished, so get to step in. Which is fine, I kind of like songs like that.
Maybe this will grow on me, maybe, because it's the first time that I've listened to it. Well, just today, I've listened to this twice, so, yeah.
Okay, the next song, and I've been next sick, song. So I really should not be talking so much, but the next song is inexplicably blocked for both of us from Loen, so they need to...
So surprised. Loen, what is wrong with you? You don't usually do this, right?
Figure out what
Why
you're
you
doing.
Now? Come on. How are you going to get fans?
This is Geico's solo track, Rhythm is Life, which is pretty much full-on rap song. If you like Geico or Dynamic Duo, you like this song. I don't even feel like I can say anything more about this because I don't remember how the video went, and at this point, I can't watch it.
Yeah, we weren't able to see it, so too bad, so sad. What can we do? And I only listened to bits of it earlier because I was so pissed off at Loen. So yeah, Loen, get your act together, okay? I was going to say, get your shit together. Yeah. I wish they don't do things like that. I'm so tired of the American companies blocking videos, you know, for me, my country here. But for Loen to do something like this, I am disappointed, okay? So disappointed. So, okay. Yeah.
So
next song.
Lehi. It's over. Just released.
The teddy bear.
New song. Giant anthropomorphic teddy bear being a jerk.
There's a Taeyang bear.
like I was saying earlier, it's jazzy. It's what they're doing with her. Mm-hmm. Video is kind of cute.
Yep.
I was just like, I'm over this after a minute, so I stopped. But people who
like it. It's cute.
People who are fans of her will enjoy this video.
I gotta ask you, though, if you watched it, there's also a G-Dragon bear, right?
Yeah, there is.
Oh my god, why don't they just make a top bear? Why does it have to be Taeyang and GD?
Nobody cares. Alright? Nobody cares.
I'm so hurt. I am so hurt.
Whatever, be hurt. It's because nobody cares. I'll keep saying
this
that,
is
too.
This cute.
Also, 2 a.m. song.
Know, you could definitely tell it's Taeyang because of the bandana.
2 a.m. Okay. song is 2 called On Spring Day.
Mm-hmm. And it's not sad. Thank goodness.
Is it sunshiny and rainbowy?
And it's happy and it's good. It's 2 a.m. And you know what? I think they're becoming a lot more popular now in Korea.
I mean, I don't know if you know, because I was talking about it, but I'm not sure you were around when I was. But Jinwoon from 2 a.m. is now When We Got Married, following.
I know. I've seen it.
Of Jokwon.
Jokwon.
So that could possibly add to their popularity as well. I just like that
Jinwoon is the cute one, right?
Is the what now?
He's the cute one.
I just wanted
with the eye smile.
To say it again. Yeah, he is. And the girl is older than he is by 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's fun. But, yeah, that's possibly adding their popularity, which makes this a pretty good time to have a comeback.
Yeah, which is awesome. Because, you know, I'm so used to 2AM having those sad songs. Like what I mentioned earlier, you wouldn't answer my call or something? Is that it?
Yeah,
the really, really sad song.
That's the one where he's freaking out in the phone and, like, his girlfriend's already been murdered, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird video.
He's dead. Yeah. But this is good. This is sort of happy and bright. Not really happy, but it's happier than most of their songs.
So it's just barely above depressing. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, no one's smiling. I think this is a breakup song.
It probably is.
Yes, lyrics here.
Yeah, they should. It's because you don't have, you didn't have the captions turned on, probably.
Okay.
Then again, it's Big Hit and not JYP per se, so it may not be there. I don't remember if they do it.
We'll find out soon, but yeah, I guess they just have good memories in that video, and then they're smiling now. So yeah, it's a good song. If you like 2AM, then go buy this track. It's good. It's not as sad as their usual stuff. So it's even better.
Then 2 days later, we see the translations, and it turns out it's the most depressing song I've ever made.
I'm so sorry because we didn't really see the lyrics. So yeah.
So next
I
we
hope
have.
It doesn't turn out that way.
Next we have D-Unit. This is a song produced by Zico of Block B. It really made me change my opinion on D-Unit, which was none. So now I have an opinion.
Right?
Now I have an opinion on D-Unit, and I think they're kind of okay. So
that's good.
If
that's
you like
good.
D-Unit,
it changed yours.
Mm-hmm. Use this as an opportunity to tell me that we should probably talk about them more than I have.
Yeah, D-Unit again. Yeah, you know, for me when I first saw D-Unit and their photos, because I've never listened to their music. I was like, oh my god, 21 ripoff, like blatant 21 ripoff. Like, seriously, that's what I thought, right?
Yeah.
But this song is kind of good. Love the guitars. And who is this guy in the video? I don't know.
I have no clue. I feel like he should be in a group that's in their company, but I don't even know who their company is. So I can't even tell you. I'm sure.
It starts with a D. I know Kush is in that company right now or something.
Okay.
I think.
You're making statements. I can't fact check these.
Yeah.
So the next song, because I like rap, the next song is Doki, which is I'm Ill. And this song is literally here because the beat is fantastic. And in the chorus, he says, motherfucker, I'm ill. Which is, I don't know. It's not only the title of the song, I'm Ill, but I just like how it sounds. So
I realized that I didn't watch the video for I'm Ill, so I don't really have an opinion. I don't know how it sounds. So sorry. And
you know,
you like hip-hop.
It will make
is it good?
Your headphones dance. It sounds awesome. Bass heavy and all
cool.
That. The next song
I like
is
Doki.
I know you do. He's tiny. You could fit him in your pocket. He's also in his 20s now, so he can curse. I mean, not that it stopped him before, right? But I think he's born in 1992? 91 or 92. One of those.
Okay. Why is this? Like, the next song that we have is Youngjun, Field Dog, and Ellie of Exit.
Why is it why is the title not translated?
Yes.
I couldn't find the title translated, so it's just whatever this
and
is.
And why is the video on private? Sorry about that.
Oh my, why are you just airing this all out? It's the dirty version of the video that I have linked, so I guess at some point the dirty version went down.
Damn. So sad.
But yeah. I think Youngjun from Beast is wearing a hat that says weed.
Yes, yes. Yep. I remember that much.
Field Dog from Brave Brothers Company. I'd never remember the name of from Big Star.
Brave Star. Big Star.
Big Star. Brave Sound.
Mm-hmm. Big Star.
And I remember that Ellie was surprisingly good in this. And I only say surprisingly because I don't pay attention to EXID either. It's another one of those groups that, if you care, you should probably tell me. And the song is called You've Got Some Nerve.
Yep. Thank you very much. And, of course, I was going to say, I like Field Dog. He's cute.
What, did you always like him and think he was cute, or is this a recent thing?
No, it's a recent thing. It's the first time that I've actually seen his face, that I've paid attention. So you gotta, you know, thank, I don't know, what project is this? This is something that surprised me. So I got this song to thank, because I've taken notice of his face, because he's quite cute.
I like Field Dog because his haircut was silly when Big Star debuted. Mm-hmm. That's good enough for me sometimes.
This is a recent thing for me. But when this video came out, people have been complaining that it's so much like G-Dragon's song. Like,
they're trying to say it's like one of a kind? It's like,
I'm
really?
Not sure which song.
It's probably just they don't listen. I saw a piece, an opinion piece written on it, and it's just... Again, and it has a lot to do with mainstream attitudes in the U.S. too. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to wrap our heads around, but as a mainstream, we don't like hip-hop music. Not at all. Mm-hmm. You can tell because nobody can name rappers. You can name rappers from idol groups, but you can't name people who actually make their career off of rap music. What we actually like mm-hmm. is when people take bits and pieces of hip-hop and throw them into our pop or our electronic songs. Or indie mm-hmm. songs, to a degree. Like, that's what we like. Mm-hmm. So we'll say so-and-so, in this case, G-Dragon, is the best rapper mm-hmm. in Korea. And everyone else will look at you like, so what you're saying is you've never listened to Korean rap before. And that will mm-hmm. actually be the case. So this, I think they're saying that this song sounds like, I'm assuming, one of a kind. Because they don't listen to rap music. So... Mm-hmm. Any rap song is going to sound like one of three rap songs they've listened to.
That's probably why. Right. Okay, so that's really sad, though. You know? But there you go. And maybe it's because of Youngjun?
Is it
Jun Young?
Yes, thank you. I don't know why his name was backwards in my head.
I'm like, Youngjun?
It's Young... Young is his last name. That's what it was.
I was gonna say Guhara's boyfriend. Oh my god!
I know you were gonna say Guhara's boyfriend. That's what happened to me. I was reading his name and I was stopping before I got to the last syllable in his name. Young Jun Hyung. That's his name. That was gonna drive me crazy when I listened to this back and I was editing this and I was gonna be like, who am I even talking about?
Guhara's boyfriend. Weird... Now you.
No, I knew him before I knew who Guhara was.
This is the thing. You know how people have been saying that he loves copying G-Dragon? Maybe that's why people are influenced. And maybe that's why they think that this song is somehow ripping off G-Dragon's song. Maybe it's because of him.
I would love to see G-Dragon dare to wear a hat that says weed.
Oh god, that would be funny. And I hope he gets shit for that. Oh my god, because he doesn't even look like a man now. What's up with the hair, the nose ring, the purple eyeshadow, and the lipstick? Like,
I think he's always been pushing towards an androgynous look. And for all I know, that's how he identifies. So I'm not going to give him crap for it. But like, let's not act like he's the greatest thing that ever happened to fashion. And that's my only problem. Not that I know anything about fashion.
I don't understand his fascination with long and ugly hair. Please, GD, stop! Okay, same thing goes to Taeyang, but, you know, that's a discussion for another day. Please. So, okay. The next song, Yankee.
Okay, so at some point, if you don't know, way in the distant past, there was a group called TBNY that was formed by Top Bob and Yankee, and they featured a lot with old school Epic High. So, that's how I came across them. TBNY was a lot like Epic High in that there was one guy that got a lot of the acclaim, primarily because he used a lot of English in his lyrics, and the other guy that was the quiet genius, but no one ever really knew because we don't speak Korean.
He was quiet.
In this case, No. He was quietly the guy that nobody knew because he didn't speak English. I mean, he didn't use a lot of English.
Okay.
But Yankee was the one that used a lot of English, so he became a lot more popular than Western fandom. Top Bob, God, I wish I could remember the name of the group, but he came back in another group. I think their song was Bleed or something like that. I'm going to feel really dumb when I can't remember, when I remember later what it is. But Yankee is now with Amoeba Culture, which is Dynamic Duo's company. So there are some people you may recognize under it, including Dynamic Duo, obviously, Supreme Team, Zion T,
yep.
Rhythm Power, and of course now Yankee. And he has a song called Indo, which features Tableau. And I feel like Indo is another word for weed also, but it might be Indica. I don't know. There are so many words. He's probably not using it like that, because it's enom in Korean. I'm going to pretend like I know what that means.
Isn't this, if you look at the end of the video, doesn't it say three chorus?
I'm not sure if that's related to the song or related to the video concept, but the video concept is something that I really like. Mm-hmm. It seems really well put together. It's based around the idea of a three-course meal. Mm-hmm. And there's a chef that features prominently in the video. I think at some point they tell you what his name is. That's making the dishes as Yankee and especially Tableau, since Tableau doesn't actually appear in the video.
Yeah, you only see food whenever he has his braces on. So, yeah.
Which is like, if you are hungry, this is not the video to be watching. It's going to kill you on the inside. I really like
the first bit's the it's okay because it's in black and white. You know?
Yep.
But at the end, you see color there, and that's when you become really hungry.
But course A is my throat. Course A is Yankee. Course B, of course, first two is Tableau. Course C is Yankee again, and there's a nice credit for it at the end. And I really love. I'm just saying again, I really love the way the whole thing is set up. I really love the fact that Yankee is back with another company and looks to be making a real push towards release. That's awesome.
That's good. I remember you were you talked about Top Bob before, and Yankee. That was a long time ago, but I never really knew of his music. So this is something that I'm hearing for the first time as well. So it's quite good. The video is nice. It's very interesting. And I was trying to figure out what kind of food it was. I'm like thinking, oh, that looks like a steak. No, it looks like a liver cut in half. It looks like a steak. Is that cream in something?
Yeah, I don't know. The name of the group with Top Bob in it is Twins. Or it's 2WIN-S. And the name of the song was indeed Bleeding. I can't remember if Sulong was in this video, but it's a vampire themed video.
How old is that?
Oh my god, it has to be at least 3 years
isn't
old.
Isn't that the one with... Oh no. Because, remember there was a time that they released vampire videos just for the heck of it? Like, it was some sort of a trend in K-pop. Like, they love releasing vampire videos. And didn't Sohee have a vampire video as well?
That was like 4 or 5 years ago. Probably not five. No, I'm just saying that one,
yeah,
I think,
old.
Is older than this one. But this one, I think, Sulong is the non-vampire, the girl is the vampire, and he actually is, like, feeding her because he doesn't want her to die, but at the same time, I think he doesn't want to be a vampire.
Oh.
So it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
But, Teen Top is next.
That's right.
With their Technicolor detention jail video.
So funny. Teen Top, I gotta say. Andy's doing something right with these boys.
I can't figure it out. Because at first, they made the song Crash? What the hell was the name of their first song?
I wouldn't know, D. You like that song.
Did I like that song? I don't think I liked that song. I think I liked songs. Okay, I liked the song because obviously I kept listening to Teen Top. But I think it was the song that came after that, or like Angel. It's Clap. So Clap is the name of the song. It was just terrible English everywhere, and it was Neil singing everything, and everyone was like, oh god, this group sucks. There's only one singer. The rappers are terrible. But like Eljo is cute or whatever.
Eljo?
And then who you had Eljo? Like all Eljo is the one with the blonde hair. The rapper with the blonde hair who kisses the girl on the gas mask.
Oh.
In the video. They're like, that guy's cute.
Shinji's cute.
Whatever.
I find Shinji cute, especially in that Don't Spray Perfume One video. I love that song. I love that video. Classic Teen Top, I would say.
But I think, as a whole, like, their songs are improving. They're not doing that B1A4 thing anymore, where, like, halfway through the song is just this bit where the whole thing is cringeworthy and they should have thrown that out. Like, there was none of that secondhand embarrassing type thing that's in Don't Spray the Perfume. I think Miss Right is not necessarily an excellent song, but it's a coherent song all the way through. The video is stupid.
It was, the other songs, it was kind of juvenile. I don't know, but this one has improved a lot, this song.
And I feel like the rapping was a lot, but Eljo actually got a part in this song. Like, the last couple singles, he's been, like, background handsome face. I think he had a narration in one of the songs and all. That's how terrible it was, so he didn't have any parts.
Narration, huh? Oh my god.
They would be giving lines to Ricky over him, and Ricky is this group's Dong-ho, to use a U-Kiss comparison that nobody is going to get. But basically, he's one of those people that was a really young, cute kid and may have been a child actor at some point. And everyone is like, oh, you're so adorable. We're going to use your face. But we don't need you to do anything else.
Just
sit there, be cute until your voice drops all the way. God. And we're sure. And then we'll start giving you lines. But everybody has lines in the song. Yep. I was surprised. Changjo did really well. The choreography, as always. Teen Top just does this excellent thing where they mix in really ridiculous-looking dance moves into their choreography. And I think it looks amazing, and other people may feel differently, if you want to.
They do it really well, so good job. So good, yep. Teen Top. Good job. I like it. Okay, what is this?
Did you watch this AA video?
I didn't know it was here, so I'm looking at it now. Who is this, and who are they, and what are they singing?
They're one of those groups that debuted in the huge smattering of groups that debuted. I don't even know if huge and smattering can be used together. This is not my cup of tea.
I like it.
If this is your kind of thing, that's fine.
I like the song, but
I'm not going to hate you for liking the voice. The song.
What's up with the rainbow-colored hair?
I don't know, but that's the guy who helped to create the song, so.
I kind of like the song.
You have to give him props, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of like it. This is kind of like my thing sometimes.
It's very cutesy, boy next door-y, I don't know, some sort of sleepover pillow fight thing.
The video is not my kind of thing, but the song is. I like it. Did you put the song here thinking that I'd probably like it?
No, I put the song there because it showed up as new. So I had no idea if you would like it.
I like it.
Then I looked at it and I figured you'd have a problem with how they look. The hair, anyway.
Yeah. Ew, the hair. But the song is okay. Okay with me. So this is a debut? A new release?
Yep. No. You mean, which one do you mean? AA or Ladies Code?
AA.
New release, I think.
Oh god, I don't even...
I feel like I've heard of them at some point. Gosh. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think I've heard of them. Actually, it says that they've been away for a year and a half.
What?
So, yeah, that's literally what it says on the YouTube page. So, I remember that because I don't
Who
have.
Who are they?
Who is anyone? Ladies Code, I know for sure, is new, and their song is called Bad Girl. And at first, I had the song open in a tab while I was browsing the internet on a different tab. And then I switched over and I saw multi-ethnic dudes and I was like, okay, fine. I'll give this a watch as long as the black guy doesn't rob them or attempt to kill
Come
them.
Come on.
No problem. Listen, okay, I will never forgive Samsung for
the Any Call promotional video. Yeah.
No, not that one. It was either Any Motion or, God, now I don't remember. But it's one of the first two they did with Hyori. It's like her and Eric are working at a store, then the only black guys in Korea rob the store. I was like, really? You couldn't just have a bunch of generic Korean kids rob this store.
Because you're in Korea, right?
It just would have to be. It would have to be the only black guys in the whole country. Anyway, they're working at a hair salon. You said it reminded you of Bills.
Yeah, Destiny's Child.
Bills. It kind of does, the hair salon thing. They were working on girls, but whatever. They're doing some sort of makeover type thing, and then they... I don't remember if they gassed the guys or they just knocked them out somehow.
But, you know, they're three good-looking guys. What can you do?
Weren't there five guys there, or are you just saying only three?
I only saw three. The white dude, the black dude, and the Asian dude. And
I think each one of them had a guy, and there's five of them. But they all pass out, and they start doing their makeup, giving them lipstick, putting wigs on them, stuff like that, making them look like girls. Then they leave. And the guys start to wake up. And they're looking around like, I don't even know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, one girl has this giant Gatling gun. And I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on in this video anymore. But it's ridiculous, and I love it. And honestly, that is literally all you have to do to get me to like something. Just go over the top. Just be like, have a generic setup for a video, and I'll just be like, all right.
They sound really nice. Apart from the video, that the girls sound good. And I was asking earlier if you know how many singers there exactly is in this group. Because it sounds like most of them can sing.
At least two.
Most of them?
Yeah. At least two of them can sing, we assume, from the whole Birth of a Great Star and Voice Korea participation thing they have going on. I would like to continue on my guns point. Like, usually when there's guns in videos, it's one gun, and it's a pretty generic-looking gun. They had a Gatling gun, like a fire. They had a flamethrower. There was, like, a sawed-off shotgun. Each girl had a gun. And I just would like to point out that they were all white, which made them look like not real guns, which is good. And I would like to point out that I enjoyed that very much. Especially the Gatling gun part.
But
they killed all of this.
I don't know what they're doing with the boys here in the video. What are they trying to do?
I think you're left to assume that they killed them. When they show the scene again, like, the walls are all shot up, but there's nobody in there, and I assume that's because they couldn't show them all dead and bleeding on the floor.
What is up with all the guns in K-pop fake or not fake?
I think it's one of those things where guns are illegal in the country, so because it's not a thing you can actually have, you like the violent power fantasy of it. Because, in general, you like the fantasy of girls with guns.
In general.
Or the fact that a gun automatically puts people's lives in danger.
It's supposed to mean power, right? If you hold a gun, you have power. Right?
Yep. There was a gun in the teaser for Rania's Just Go, but there wasn't actually a gun in the video. So, there's definitely a whole thing going on in the past couple years, especially with guns.
I don't know. Is it safe to say that if they want to be edgy and stuff, that they have guns in their videos? I don't know. That's how I see it.
That's definitely one way to be edgy. Yeah. So, the last video... I just noticed what I did. This is totally not the name of the song.
Why did you put Burning?
I didn't mean to. I was typing Still Standing, and it turned into Burning somehow.
Phantom's Burning video set.
Yukis's video released in the last day. Still Standing. I'm so sorry. I remember as I'm watching the video, like, the fire bursts up and there's a girl leaning up against a chain link fence. I'm like, this really reminds me of Phantom's Burning. And apparently that's stuck in my head because I got nothing else from this video, clearly. But I like the song. It's not Stop Girl, sadly, but I don't think any other song they ever make will be Stop Girl. AJ is back, like you pointed out.
He is back. And, you know, the sad part, you know, we're both going to say this again, but Yukis is never going to win. Even if this song is good, they're never going to win.
I know, right? It's like, if there was one thing I could change, I would give them an award, and I would take it away from 2PM. I'd be like, you don't deserve this. Here you go, Yukis.
How long have they been together?
And they would be happy.
Yes.
As a group? 2008. Like, there's a reason why I said 2PM. 2 p.m. I will never forget. 2 p.m. Shiny. 2 a.m. You Kiss. All the same year. 2 a.m. took the longest to win a number one.
You Kiss. Well, what about You Kiss? They've never won it.
They're not going to count until they win a number one.
Oh my god, that's so sad. I mean, look at Shiny now. Oh wow, Shiny has a release. Dream Girl.
Oh, I don't even care.
But hey, some people do. Let me look at that. But anyway, let's talk about You Kiss. You Kiss, I feel so bad for them, especially now that they have a new lineup and they're actually good. The songs are good. It's a lot better than the stuff that they've previously released. And the songs improved. I think it was last year, right? With Neverland?
Well, the songs improved 2 years ago, probably. Because it started with 0330, which was the first single mini album thing that they released with AJ. Pretty much as soon as he came, immediately, their songs got better. And, like, it became something that... Or I don't have to be slightly embarrassed when I say, hey, check out this You Kiss video. And really, it with the exception of some song that Eli made, it's pretty much been looking up all the way. And I like the song. It has a substantial amount of English in it, which leads me to believe that there could possibly be an English version.
Maybe.
And I loved the English version of Stop Girl.
There is an English version of Stop Girl?
So, how do you not know this?
I don't know. Sorry. You know how I've been, right? I've been sick and busy and stuff and all, right? Remember? But I had no idea there was an English version. What are you talking about? Why didn't you tell me?
My god, I only told everyone ever. Listen, we're gonna have to stop this episode right here. Because Noelle did not know
That's
there was an English
so
version
embarrassing.
Of Stop Girl. I don't believe this. Also, we are technically gonna have to stop this episode here. Because I don't think we have anything for free talk.
Okay, but, yeah, but you know, maybe for free talk, we could just... I don't know, we would like to thank you guys for sticking with us. I am so grateful. It's been 2 years, right?
I am so sorry for the last year.
I am so sorry, too.
It's like, as soon as I took over editing duties, it's just not been a regular release schedule. I'm not even going to blame Noelle for, like, the lack of physical recording, because every time I get an episode, I just sit on it for whatever reason. So, things have not come out as timely as they could have. I would have ideally liked this to be, because we do both have situations where now we can't record every week. Where I would have liked this to be an every other week kind of release. Probably where we record one weekend and then release it the next weekend. So there's a break in between and it kind of would work out for everyone. But unfortunately, you have a bunch of various sicknesses pop up. We should have recorded last week, but I was sick last week. Then we should have recorded earlier this week, but Noelle was sick. So that's just a small example. And there are all sorts of things that have been going on in our lives because we are kind of old to be doing this.
True. But, but we're still doing it and we love it.
And I am busy with a bunch of other podcasts. Like, luckily, the other one that I edited it's now no longer my responsibility in terms of editing. So hopefully, again, with me, it's just motivation. And a lot of times I lack that. So,
yeah.
I know that the most important thing for podcasting to keep an audience is to be consistent, and I'm very sorry.
I am very sorry about life in general, because it just happened. And, you know, I've been through a lot physically. You just have no idea, you guys. But I'm surprised that I'm here and I'm doing this, because most of the time, I'd be too tired to even do this. So, yeah, this is really good for me. This is more of like a distraction and kind of proving to myself that I can still do a lot of things. So this is good. Even if it's just talking. It's not just talking, it's using my ears, okay?
Okay, cool. So you guys, again, we're incredibly grateful to have spent the last 2 years with you in some way, shape, or form, even though it's only been 65 episodes and really should have been way more. Somewhere closer to 100. We're sorry. I don't mean for this to be as weirdly periodic as the Ask Backwards Anime podcast, but again, email us with whatever questions, concerns,
or
queries,
anything that you suggestions. Want to tell us.
Suggestions for New Goes on Parade.
New Goes on Parade. So we're gonna stick with that name. New Goes on Parade.
If you have suggestions for artist spotlights, free talk, any segments we used to do, feel free. Twitter is twitter.com/airkpoppodcast. Facebook is facebook.com/airkpop. The website is www.airkpop.com. The forums is ssanetwork.freeforums.org. There's also a voicemail number that's associated with that I cannot rattle off the top of my head. I know it's a 954 number. It ends in 7722. I am terrible because I've heard doctors say that a million times, and I still can't say what the number is, and I'm usually way better at memorizing numbers. But if you're located within the United States, or you have a phone card, or you have some other means to make it not that expensive to you, you can call and leave a voice message that we can play back on the show. The time limit is 3 minutes. But it's fun and it's cool and it's a different
That's
way
right.
that to hear from you guys since.
And it should be fun for you too. So, you know, have your voice heard or something. Go do it.
Cool. And if you sound really good, then we might get in contact with you and ask you to come on the show because we have. This is the one show that I've done somewhat consistently and we have not had a wide variety of guests on the show.
I don't know. If we have a guest, would they survive? So, Arnold survived, you know. Love Arnold. That was awesome. That was a long time ago too. And
in the first year.
We probably should work on getting some more guests. And what else? I gotta ask you though. In the past 2 years that we've been doing this show, what has changed for you, K-pop wise?
I think. To a certain extent, the amount of negative things that go on, not just in the industry that we hear about, but also within the fandom. Like, it was always something that I sort of distanced myself from. And I think, even though I've never really acknowledged the impact looking at all this negativity caused, I think that contributes to a certain extent to me distancing myself from the music as well. Because in the past year, previously I would spend... at least twice, I've spent upwards of $100 on K-pop. And it's not that I don't think that there have been albums in the past year that have been worthy of spending money. I just have not been able to spend money to support something that hurts so many people and it fosters so much negativity. And that's something that, that's a conclusion I think I never would have come to if
that's
we hadn't
good,
started doing
right?
the show.
That's really good to open your eyes. For me, the past 2 years, my consumption of K-pop has declined, and it's not because I wanted it to happen like that. It just happened. And of course, it's also my choice because of all the crap that has been coming out. I've not lost interest, but for me, the music has to grab me and the negativity as well. I have already distanced myself from the fandom. I'm not as into it as I was before because everything is the same. Like, news, you hear the sessing fans, and you hear all the sexual assault, and you get all the media play. It's kind of like same thing, different day for me. Yeah, same thing, different group. Same thing, different group. I want something new. I definitely want something new out of K-pop. So that has changed. My consumption has definitely decreased, and I only listen to the groups that I like. See, if you ask me about a new group, I'm like, who? Like, even who's double A? Batteries? I wouldn't know. And, you know, honestly, the only groups that I listen to right now, to begin with, of course, it's DBSK, but I haven't been listening to the new DBSK. It's their old stuff. Okay, DBSK, JYJ, Big Bang. Why am I stuck with them? And, of course, Classic Eye Project and After School. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm missing something in K-pop. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a substance, and I want more substance. And as a consumer, it is my right to demand for something more, right? And so I hope that we have opened your eyes in some shape or form, much like it has opened our eyes. The past 2 years has also been a learning experience for us because we have changed our views and perceptions of K-pop. And it's good, right? You learn something new every day. You become better people for it. So, yeah, I'm happy. That's it for me.
All right. So, again, yes. Thank you guys so much for listening to us through 2 years. And email, Twitter account, Facebook, forum, all that is out there, voicemail. Just check up on the website, airkpop.com. You'll be able to see the voicemail at the bottom of this post. Please leave us encouragement so that we may be able, because we know people are listening, it's so much easier to, like, you're listening for mm-hmm. us for whatever reason, so we should make the effort ourselves, even though a lot of times we do this just to talk to each other, but so we should make the effort to go ahead and record for you guys. And of course, we love the fan exchange, we love emails.
Did we get a new email?
Give it to us.
Let me we got an email asking about the songs for episode 63.
Yep, I posted a song list with everything there.
So please do write us, do drop us emails and stuff, or tweet us. So go ahead and do that. We love hearing from you. We miss the old emails. I love how we used to get those funny emails before. We love reading that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it should be good. All right. So I guess that's it. Thank you for the past 2 years. You guys have been amazing. Okay? So, this is episode 65. It's a wrap. Thanks, everyone. So, you guys have a great day, great week, wherever you are. Bye.
Bye.
난 무겁도 아니라니